Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. We'll get the findings today from a parliamentary inquiry into the sexual harassment of women in the fly-in, fly-out mining industry. The committee will table its report about 10 a.m. It started to hear evidence in July last year from survivors and leaders in the sector. A sex offender register and a strict 4 drinks a day rule has already been adopted across the mining industry. Journalist Lisa Wilkinson may be hit with a restraint on commentary around the Brittany Higgins case. The prosecution is today also considering an application against Network 10's The Project and Ms. Higgins. The trial has already been delayed following a Logie speech made by Wilkinson on Sunday. The rollout of rats across WA and the cost of nearly $600 million for the tests could be investigated. The state opposition is pushing for a probe after evidence from the Auditor-General at a parliamentary hearing this week. Shadow Regional Health Minister Martin Aldridge comes out of 7-day isolation today. He says his rat tests never showed a positive result for COVID.
We have tried our darndest to get a positive result from one of my family members from particularly the saliva-based rapid antigen tests. We've gone through probably 15 to 20 of them, and we've been unable to return a positive result, but knowing that all members of my family have been positive during that period.
Meantime, a new campaign to get more flu jabs in arms will hit screens across the country today. The federal government committing $11 million to the move in a bid to get Aussies vaccinated for both COVID and influenza. In sport, the Queensland State of Origin side arrives here in Perth today ahead of Game 2 at Optus Stadium on Sunday night. New South Wales opted to fly into Perth on Monday. Tickets are still on sale. Blues back rower Liam Martin reckons the extra days in WA might give them a slight advantage.
I actually enjoy getting over early, as you said. Like, when you're waking up in the mornings, you're like, we were getting up before the sun was coming up, and now you're just starting to get used to it and acclimatising. So I think it was a good decision to sort of come over a bit earlier.
And round 15 in the AFL starts tonight at the MCG with the D's and the Lions.
Listener.